I'm Nicole Livis. One day after President Trump's longtime personal attorney was sentenced for crimes, including ones he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying any role. On Wednesday, Michael Cohen told a federal judge his blind loyalty to the U.S. leader led him to cover up his dirty deeds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media Incorporated, publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. Campaign finance laws require contributions to be disclosed and bar individual donations of more than $2,700. The Trump administration on Thursday announced a sharp refocus of its Africa strategy to counter what it called the predatory practices of China and Russia, which are, quote, deliberately and aggressively targeting their investments in the region to gain a competitive advantage. National Security Advisor John Bolton laid out the new strategy in remarks at the Heritage Foundation, saying the U.S. will now choose its African partners more carefully. A Russian woman accused of working as an agent for the government to build ties to the powerful National Rifle Association lobby group in the U.S. and infiltrate Republican Party circles is expected to plead guilty Thursday in federal court. This is VOA News. China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained under suspicion of endangering China's national security in an apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a high-ranking Chinese tech executive. A foreign ministry spokesman said the legal rights of diplomat Michael Kovrig and businessman Michael Spavor are being protected and Canada is informed. Meng Wanzhou, CFO of Telecom Huawei, was granted bail after her arrest December 1st. Meng was apprehended on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says representatives from Yemen's warring sides have agreed to a ceasefire in the contested Red Port of Hodeidah. Guterres made the announcement Thursday after week-long UN mediated talks in Sweden, where negotiators also agreed to withdraw troops from there. The deal includes deployment of neutral forces and the establishment of humanitarian forces. Speaking to reporters, Guterres congratulated the delegates.
This is a critical element for the future political settlement to end the conflict. Based on your constructive engagement here in Sweden, we have a better understanding of the positions of the parties. And you have agreed to meet again to continue to discuss this further at the end of January during the next round of negotiations.
Guterres encouraged both sides to keep building on what had already been achieved. The Saudi-backed Yemeni government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels had already agreed on a huge prisoner swap. Reports said they were close to a deal to reopen Sana'a Airport and restart oil and gas exports to help the cash-starved country earn some revenue. British Prime Minister Theresa May has confirmed she will step down before the next election scheduled for 2022. Her comments come ahead of talks in Brussels, where she's seeking concessions in the unpopular agreement to withdraw Britain from the European Union after she survived a no-confidence vote. Monday, the Prime Minister canceled a vote on her plan, which is widely expected to result in defeat. Britain is due to leave the EU on March 29th. An early morning warehouse fire in Kinshasa has destroyed thousands of voting machines and other election materials that were to be used in Congo's upcoming presidential election. Barnabé Kikaya, an advisor to outgoing President Joseph Kabila, says about 7,000 voting machines were lost in the Thursday morning fire, which he says was the work of criminals. But Kikaya said the fire will not disrupt preparations for the December 23rd vote. It could mark Congo's first peaceful transition of power since winning its independence from Belgium in 1960. The race to succeed Kabila has been marred with violence. Security forces opened fire on supporters of opposition candidate Martin Fayulu this week in the town of Kalemie, leaving at least two people dead. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
VOA 1.